Right, just coming out to 11:31. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch weekdays 10 through to 1. Now we've got live music coming up in the studio. I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Jones and his guitar. He's a singer-songwriter, and you can check out more at all the W's, MrJonesAndHisGuitar.com. And he's coming to talk about his new album called In Plain Sight. So, hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
And you.
Did you bring me a present? It is my birthday.
Yes, I bought you an album.
Thank you. I want that signed. Good afternoon to Nikki as well. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Now, that's good because you brought your lovely partner along.
Yes.
I always like when you've got a few... And Tony's here. He's not your partner, but he's in the studio, Tony Smith. No, from Sunday lunch. But it's good because we'll get a nice round of applause when you've finished doing your singing.
Excellent.
Because I hate that. Sometimes I have to sit here and it's like this. And I always get the guests to clap as well, because otherwise it's a bit lonely.
Mm.
Do you not think?
I could have brought like a backing track with, you know, claps.
Yeah, like some sort of concert hall thing going on. That would be really good. Whereabouts are you from?
I live at the moment in Chelmsford.
Yep.
But I was born in Romford. So we moved. When did we move over? It was like about 10 years ago we moved to Chelmsford. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we live there.
You've got a lovely voice for somebody from Romford. I'm from Seven Kings, but you can hear I'm from Seven Kings.
Well, the thing is, Nikki always says to me when I speak to my friends back from school, I suddenly turn from, you know, relatively normal, no accent, to kind of, all right, mate, how you doing?
Does he do that, Nikki? Yeah?
He really does.
He really does, yeah. Now, Mr. Jones and his guitar, that's your stage name.
Yes, yeah.
You started off playing bass.
Yeah.
First of all. So... what made you sort of swap over from bass onto acoustic?
Well, it was kind of weird because I started playing bass in a band at school.
Mm.
And at the same time, I was kind of picking up an acoustic and sort of thinking I'd quite like to try writing songs. But I'd sort of kept that very sort of hush-hush and carried on playing in the band. But it was quite a heavy rock band. We were kind of into Nirvana and Smashing Pumpkins, that kind of stuff. And just as time went on, I started to get more into kind of acoustic music and less into that. So... that's kind of why I changed over. I was kind of always doing the acoustic stuff, but just behind the scenes, really.
And did you sing with that band as well, or do
no.
BVs you didn't know?
No. I think I found my voice a little bit later in life. I remember doing a gig about 3 years ago where I saw an old school friend, and he'd only ever seen me play bass in the band. And when I got up and played, he was like, oh, I didn't know you could sing. You were right, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which I took as a compliment.
Can most bass players play... is it that much different to...
Without wanting to offend bass players, depending on how good you are at bass.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if you're just plucking away at sort of core notes as a bass player, it's not too taxing once you start going onto guitar and playing chords. And depending on how technical you get, guitar's a lot more technical. But... as a bass player, you go and see, you watch Flea play, or, you know, a really great bass player, they're just amazing, and it's so hard to do that.
And so when you start sort of sitting down to write a song, did it come straight away with lyrics, or had you written poem? How does that work when you start writing?
It kind of comes both ways. Generally, I have lyrics, and I put them to some chords, but they always... I've heard lots of people say this when songwriter, read some books on songwriting, you know, and you, you know, you read about how other people do it because you think, am I a bit weird in how I write? Turns out I probably am. Maybe I'm not. But I tend to look at the lyrics first, put that to the music, and the music comes really quickly and seems to fit. And generally the song comes quickly if it's a sort of a keeper, so to speak.
Do you remember the very first song you did?
I do.
And was that a keeper?
No.
Oh, right. Do you know what it was called?
I can't remember.
No.
No, I wrote it on holiday years ago when I was about 17.
Yeah.
You know, at the time I thought it was amazing. But I'm glad there's no proof of it anywhere. I don't. There might be a video, a home video somewhere that one of my family could find, who I think are listening, so hopefully they won't.
Well, Nikki's your girlfriend. You can find that video and upload it, can't you, to his website?
Oh, I'm gonna do that,
I think you should.
Yeah,
now, the first track you're going to play, this is taken from the album In Plain Sight, so tell us a little bit about the track.
Okay, so this one's called The Crash That We Escaped, and... I'm really rubbish at explaining songs and meanings and why I wrote them, but it's kind of about realizing that you're moving on with stuff, and that, you know, if you've things go wrong in all of our lives, but as you move forward, you kind of go, there's good in the future. That sounds really rubbish, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I could just play it.
Play.
That's probably a good idea.
Thank you.
flush. I know it's there, hidden out there, and your eyes are like an open book. I read somewhere, so don't hold on till tomorrow, love, today. You try to take the things I've seen stuck in my throat. Now you sugarcoat these words, they sometimes echo memories. You've stopped to see the crash that we escaped. Don't hold on till tomorrow, love, today. 'Cause all at once, everything can change. I had you once, please don't walk away again. I don't like everything you say, but I count every second till I can see you again. So I try to take the things I've seen and cut right through to the heart of you, 'cause, well, that is where we might relate. Let the surface wait, it's not its time or place, so don't settle in the shadows, not today. 'Cause all at once, change is on its way. I don't like all the games we play. I tried so hard to fix all my mistakes. Don't wanna lose everybody for all the things I didn't say. And so now I'll try. Everything can change. I had you once, please don't walk away again. I don't like everything you say. I count every second till I can see you again.